Ahoy there, wanderers of the wired seas. Batten down your hatches and lend an ear, for ye stand on the threshold of something rare, like finding a map to treasure inked in stardust and sealed with a kiss from Neptune himself. Now listen close, mates, for Arabella's got a tale to spin, and it starts in the sun-drenched streets of Nassau, Bahamas, abaft the bustle of Whitehead Street. There, hidden behind a crooked blue door and tangled vines, sat a humble cottage. A place where a most curious landlubber once dwelled. None other than Albert Einstein himself. I, the Einstein, bringer of EE equals MC something, tamer of atoms and wanderer of worlds beyond charts and sextants. He came not with cannon nor cutlass, but with questions, deep as the Marianas Trench. And in this quiet harbour, he found what all great minds crave, solitude, salt air, and a splash of rum perhaps. But on one fateful moon-drenched eve, he discovered something else. Me captain, the dread and dreadfully wise Blackbeard, sitting like a ghost of old glory in the captain's cabin, still sharp as a rapier and twice as charming. What followed was no ordinary parley. Oh no. 'Twas a meeting of mind and myth, a three-part recording now stitched together like patching sails after a squall. Einstein and Blackbeard, face to face, brains and bravado, theoretical physics and the pirate's code. What do a scurvy sea dog and a nuclear physicist have in common, ye ask? More than ye'd wager, I dare say. So gather round the Jolly Roger, stoke the fire of your curiosity, and prepare to be bamboozled by brilliance and boldness alike. The tides of time are whispering secrets tonight, and we've got the wind at our backs. Let the voyage begin.
Arr! Blackbeard meself just released this interview from the next realm. It be titled, Einstein Interviews Blackbeard, the Pirate and the Physicist. Hope you enjoy it.
Ah, Blackbeard. I have always wondered how a man such as yourself views the universe. You sailed the seas, faced danger, and controlled men with fear and charisma. Tell me, how did you understand the world around you?
Ahoy, Al. I may not have been pondering the stars or molecules like ye, but the world of the seas be like the universe itself. Chaotic, mysterious, and ever-changing. A good pirate captain knows it ain't just brute strength that wins the day. You've got to navigate the currents, read the winds, and understand the heart of your crew. You could say I was mastering the chaos theory long before you put it in numbers.
Fascinating. Chaos theory at sea. You must have encountered many unpredictable situations. You relied on intuition then? A sense of when and where things might happen?
Aye. Intuition be a pirate's best weapon. My intuition ain't just guessing, mind ye. It's gathering knowledge of your surroundings, watching the skies, the waves, and the way your enemy's eye twitches before he pulls his blade. A good captain knows the patterns of the sea, just like you know the patterns of the universe. But unlike your science, if I got it wrong, I didn't just lose a formula. I'd lose me head.
Ah yes, consequences on the edge of a sword, much more immediate than the errors of a blackboard. Now, you lived and thrived in a world full of danger and intrigue. But tell me, Blackbeard, what is your opinion on the way people seek knowledge today? They have more information available to them than ever before, yet many seem lost.
Arr, you hit the nail on the head, Al. It be true. Folks today have more information than a pirate's got rum bottles, but they drown in it like a ship taking on water. Knowledge ain't just something you collect like trinkets in a treasure chest. It's what you do with it that matters. In me day, we didn't need maps of every sea. We just needed to know the stars, the wind, and how to swing a cutlass when the time was right. Today's folks need to stop worrying about knowing everything and start understanding what truly matters to them. Aye, a little simplicity can go a long way, savvy.
Simplicity, yes. It reminds me of my own approach to physics. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. Your view of life aligns with my own thoughts on the universe's complexity, understanding what is truly essential. Now I must ask, you commanded fear among your enemies. Do you think fear is a necessary tool for leadership, even in today's world?
Ah, now that be a fine question, Al. Fear be a double-edged sword. In me time, I used it like a good old cannon. You fire it when needed, but you don't want it exploding in your face. I built me reputation as a fearsome pirate, aye. But it was as much theater as anything else. The trick wasn't to terrify everyone all the time. It was to let them think I could if I wanted to. Keep them guessing. But real leadership ain't about fear. It's about respect. If your crew fears you, they might obey. But if they respect you, they'll follow you to the ends of the earth.
Indeed. Respect and understanding. Leadership through intellect and heart, not mere dominance. I find that profoundly insightful. Now tell me, Blackbeard, if you were to live in today's world, what would you make of the pursuit of space exploration? Would you venture into the cosmos, as I once dreamed humanity would?
Arr, you know me too well, Al. Space, you say? The final frontier, they call it, aye? That be the ultimate sea. And if I were still sailing, I'd be the first pirate captain to hoist the Jolly Roger on Mars. The stars always fascinated me, though I navigated by them, not dreamed of flying through them. But if there be treasure up there, be it gold or knowledge, you can bet Blackbeard be taking his crew up to claim it. And I reckon I'd take a liking to a spaceship. Might be a tad more comfortable than me old sloop, aye?
I can see it now. Blackbeard, the pirate of the cosmos. You'd no doubt rule the stars with the same cunning you used on the seas. One last question, my friend. The world remembers you as a fearsome pirate, but what do you want your legacy to be? What should people remember when they think of Blackbeard?
Arr, now you ask a deep one, Al. Most folk think of me as just a pirate, aye, but there be more to Blackbeard than rum and pillaging. I want them to remember that I didn't just take to the seas to steal. I took to the seas to live free. To carve out my own path in a world that told me where I couldn't go. Every man and woman today should know they can do the same. Sail their own course, chase their own treasure, and fight their own battles. That's the legacy I leave behind. Freedom, adventure, and never settling for less than you deserve.
Freedom and adventure, principles that transcend time. Thank you, Blackbeard, for this most enlightening conversation. Your spirit of independence and wit, even in the face of danger, offers a lesson that the modern world could surely use. Farewell, my friend. May your sails forever find the wind, even among the stars.
Aye, Al, and may your mind keep exploring the mysteries of the universe. Until we meet again, over a tankard of rum or a talk of the cosmos, fare thee well. Arr, so there you have it, matey. Part one of me interview, a cosmic parley between a pirate and a physicist. We sailed from the chaos of the seas to the far reaches of the stars, with plenty of wit, wisdom, and humor along the way. Einstein and myself make a fine team of thinkers, even if our ships be sailing in different directions. Be sure and listen in to part two and part three of the interview, where Al steers this ship into more dangerous waters. Aye. Old Einstein be known for his charm with the ladies, so it don't surprise me he'd be curious about Blackbeard's own adventures ashore. In part two, Al asks me about me lady friends. Blackbeard, back to share part two of the interview, which we have titled Einstein Interviews Blackbeard, the Pirate and the Ladies.
Blackbeard, my old friend, I have noticed in my own life that along with my pursuit of knowledge, I was, how shall I say, intrigued by the ladies. Now, I've heard many tales about your conquests on the high seas, but what about your conquests on land? Surely a man of your stature has his share of romances scattered through the Caribbean islands?
Arr, Al, you've got the curiosity of a true scientist, don't you? Aye, the stories do fly like a good tailwind when it comes to Blackbeard and the lasses. I've known me share of women, I won't lie. Whether in the Caribbean, up the Carolina coast, or any port where a pirate might dock. But you'll find that every port offers more than just rum and treasure, aye?
Ah, so you were a man of varied experiences. But tell me, did you seek companionship out of love? Or were your relationships more, shall we say, practical in nature? Pirates are known to be resourceful, after all.
A sharp mind you've got, Al. You see, a pirate's life be full of risk and uncertainty. So love, for the likes of me, wasn't like the poets describe it. It wasn't something you planned on, like a ship's course. When you spend your life wondering if tomorrow you'll be staring down a musket or dancing with a hangman, love takes on a different hue. But I'll admit, there were times when the companionship of a fine lass brought more joy to me heart than all the treasure in the Caribbean. And some of them women, well, they had spirits as fierce as any pirate.
Spirits as fierce as pirates? Now that's interesting. Perhaps you met your match in one of these women? Who were they, if you don't mind my asking? Anyone in particular who truly captured Blackbeard's heart?
Ah, you've got a knack for digging deep, Al. I'll tell you this. There was a lass down in the Bahamas by the name of Kalaisha. Her very name meant a woman who is strong-willed. She was no ordinary wench, that's for sure. She had the sharpest tongue this side of the equator and knew how to handle the blade, too. Ran her own tavern, she did, and wouldn't take guff from any man, pirate or not. We had many a lively debate, Kalaisha and I. And I'll confess, there were moments I thought about hanging up me cutlass for good and settling down. But the sea called to me, as it always does, and that be a pull no woman could match.
Ah, the classic struggle between duty, or in your case, the call of the sea and personal attachments. I know that pull too, though in my case it was science, not the ocean, that always called me back. But tell me, Blackbeard, did you ever feel that you could have a different life? Perhaps one where you settled down with one of these spirited women?
Aye, there were moments, Al, when I wondered what it'd be like to live the quiet life. Maybe a little farm in Carolina, a couple of goats, and a lass by me side. But you see, a pirate ain't meant for quiet. The sea be in me blood, just like your science be in yours. And truth be told, I don't think I could ever settle down. Not for long, anyway. Me heart belonged to the ocean, and that'd be something no love on land could change.
I understand completely. We are men driven by forces greater than ourselves, be it the sea or the secrets of the universe. But still, these encounters, these women you met, they must have taught you something about life, did they not?
Arr, you be right as rain on that, Al. Every lass I met along the way, they showed me something new about life. Some taught me patience. Aye, something I didn't always have. Others taught me trust. And a few taught me how to spot a scheme quicker than I could draw me sword. A pirate learns quick that women can be as crafty as any pirate captain, and oftentimes more so. But the best lesson they gave me was this, that life ain't just about gold or glory. It's about the moments, the people you meet, and the stories you share. Even a pirate needs something more than treasure to keep his soul warm.
Ah, so beneath that fearsome exterior, there is a philosopher at heart. It seems you found a kind of wisdom through your adventures with the women of the islands and coasts. I must say, Blackbeard, you continue to surprise me. Perhaps we are more alike than one would first imagine.
Ah, you flatter me, Al. But aye, maybe we ain't so different after all. You chase the mysteries of the universe, and I chase the wind and the waves. At the heart of it, we're both searching for something, be it knowledge, freedom, or just a little bit of peace in this chaotic world. Whether it's through a telescope or a spyglass, we're just looking for answers, aye.
Indeed, my friend, indeed. And as for love, like the sea, it remains a mystery that neither of us fully understood, but both respected. Thank you, Blackbeard, for this enlightening conversation. You've given me much to think about.
Arr, the pleasure be mine, Al. You've got a fine way of asking the deep questions, but you always leave room for a bit of humor, which I appreciate. Till we meet again, may your mind always be brimming with questions, and may you find the answers you seek, whether on land or in the stars. So there you are, Einstein getting at the heart of old Blackbeard's relationships, and me thoughts on the lasses scattered across the islands. I reckon the mix of wit, wisdom, and a bit of pirate char makes for a grand old conversation between the two of us. What say you, listeners? Be sure to check out part 3, where Al asks meself about me family. So you came back to get the rest of the story, eh? Very well. Here be part 3 that we call Einstein Interviews Blackbeard, the Pirate and His Family.
Blackbeard, as a man of the world, you've had your share of adventures, but I have heard whispers about the families you may have left behind, the common law wives you lived with, and perhaps children born of these relationships. Tell me, did you feel any responsibility towards these families? Did the infamous pirate have a softer side for his kin?
Arr, Al, you don't miss a thing, do ya? You've got a mind that cuts to the bone. Aye, it's true. In ports here and there, I spent me time with a few fine lasses, some of whom I called me wife in the way pirates do. As for children, well, a man like me doesn't always know the full count, if you get me meaning. But I wasn't all heartless. No pirate worth his salt can completely turn his back on blood.
So, did you feel some responsibilities then? How did you support these women and children, if I may ask?
Aye, I did, in me own pirate way. I knew the life I led weren't fit for a family. Too dangerous, too unpredictable. But I'd leave them with what I could. A bit of treasure here, some gold there. Enough to keep them comfortable. I knew I couldn't stay long in any port without drawing attention, so I'd make sure they were set up before I hoisted anchor. Now mind you, Al, a pirate's wealth comes and goes like the tides. One day you've got a chest full of gold. The next, you've spent it on rum, repairs, or bribes to stay out of the noose. But whenever I came into port after a good haul, I'd leave something for the lasses and their young'uns. Might not have been much, but it was the best a pirate could do when his heart was married to the sea.
It sounds as though you tried to do right by them, even with the limitations of your lifestyle. Did you ever think of staying with one of these families? Perhaps leaving the pirate's life behind for good?
Arr, the thought crossed me mind a time or two, Al. Especially when I laid eyes on me own children. There'd be something powerful about seeing a bit of yourself in a wee one. Makes a man think twice about the life he's living. There was one lass I remember, down in Bath Town. Her name was Mary. A strong young woman, a child of nature, too spirited for the local landlubbers. And she bore me a fine son. For a moment, I settled down there, keeping me feet on dry land. But you know as well as I do, Al, that a man like me weren't built for peace. The call of the sea be louder than any call of hearth and home. And while I did what I could for him, I knew in me bones I couldn't give him the life they deserved staying with him. So I sailed on, leaving a piece of me behind, but taking me freedom with me.
It is a tragic irony, isn't it? The very freedom you sought kept you from the one thing that might have grounded you, family. But I respect that you did not forget them, even as the sea called you back. Do you ever wonder what became of them?
Aye, that be the true weight a pirate carries, Al. I do wonder what became of them. If me sons grew up to be sailors or smiths, if me daughters found better men than the likes of Blackbeard, I left them with enough to make a start. But I never stayed long enough to see how the story ended. It's a pirate's curse, you might say. Always looking ahead to the next horizon, but never turning back to see what he left in his wake. Truth be told, Al, a part of me hoped that by staying away, I gave him a chance at a better life, free of the dangers and shadows that follow a pirate. They didn't need me as a constant storm in their lives. They needed peace, and I reckon I gave them that by staying out of the picture.
So, in a way, your absence was your gift to them. freedom from the perilous life of piracy. That is a perspective I hadn't considered. You made the ultimate sacrifice, but for their well-being. Admirable in its own way. Thank you, Blackbeard, for sharing such personal reflections. It's clear there was more to you than the world ever knew.
Aye, Al. You're a wise man, seeing the truth behind the tales. There's more to every man than the legend folk make him. Even pirates have hearts, though we may keep them buried deeper than any treasure. It's been a rare pleasure, Al, discussing life, love, and the seas with ye. Until our next parley, may your mind keep exploring and your heart stay as curious as ever.
Thanks, Blackbeard. Until we meet again, my friend.
Oh, one interesting fact me forgot to mention, Al. One of me direct descendants actually be part of the crew that be bringing me back to chat with the modern world. I plan on interviewing him myself. See if you can calculate the odds of that happening after 300 years, Al.
Fascinating. Very curious indeed.
Arr! Al be a tenacious fella, ain't he? Always digging deeper. So there you have the whole kit and caboodle of Blackbeard's intimate relationships. At least, as detailed as we can get on a family-friendly website between myself and me so-called common-law wives and the wee ones that I might have had scattered through the islands. Even the fiercest pirate has a tale or two about love and family, hidden beneath the waves of his more famous deeds. Blackbeard's life may have been full of chaos, but when it came to the women and children in his wake, he did his best with the hand he was dealt. What say ye? Does this last interview complete the tale, or be there more you wish to explore? Let me know in the comments or on the app.